You ready? 10 minutes to go. So, how do you want to do this? You want a spoon or... Okay, you want to lay face to face. I think that's the only sensible option at a time like this. I want to look at your face too. A little close, don't you think, champ? It's a joke, baby. I'm sorry. It's the wrong time to make jokes. That was stupid. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Actually, I'm not. This is the last time I can make stupid jokes, and you're just going to have to lay there and deal with it. Because I know you love them, really. Just like I know you love me. I see your dorky little smile and blush when I make them. You can deny it all you want, but you love them just like you love me. Go away. You wound me, truly. You would be lost if I did. And excuse the irony, but the end of the world couldn't keep me from you. And it hasn't. If an apocalypse couldn't keep from being with you when that timer runs out, you have no chance of getting me to go away. You see, I quite love you, and I get quite attached to the things I love. I know you aren't a thing, but you are mine. It would kill me to be anywhere else. Really, it's going to kill everyone else too. You are so beautiful. They're just dying to get here. Okay, I'll stop. I promise. I promise. There you are. Beautiful. Hi, gorgeous. I'm so fucking lucky. You know that? It's the end of the world, and I would never have imagined spending it with the most beautiful person I ever met. If you went back in time and told 12-year-old me this is how it's all going to end, I would call you a liar, mostly because I was an angry 12-year-old. But also, you're way more than I deserve. And at the same time, I'm kind of pissed. I wanted to give you everything you deserve. That house we talked about with the white brick and the pink door to match the pink pansies in the window box. The two cats, the plant-filled rooms. I feel so robbed of the life I want with you. The life you deserve. I just wanted to give you everything I could. I guess this will have to do. Just you and me in bed, waiting for our time to be up. I knew it would one day. I didn't think this is how it would end. I thought one of us would just go one day when we were old and all dried up. Maybe just taking a nap on the sofa together. Kind of fucked up for the other one to find you, but sounds romantic as fuck, right? You'd be just as beautiful. No, not dead. I mean, when you're old. And apparently even more grumpy than you are now. Ow! All right, I'll stop. What do you mean it doesn't matter anyway? Of course it does. Just because we're going to die in a few minutes doesn't mean all that stuff doesn't matter. It matters how much I love you, doesn't it? It matters that I wanted to be with you until we grow old, right? It matters that I wanted to get married and have babies with you and watch them get married and have babies. I love you to death. It does matter. I will never walk away from you. And this stupid apocalypse, it makes sure of it. If it doesn't matter, I wouldn't be lying in bed with you. You are the only one I want to die with. Your face is the last one I want to see. Your voice, your touch, it's you. It's always been you. I love you. The end of this stupid world, it would never change that. And I wish we had more time. I wish we did more things together. Why did we wait to do anything? Why didn't we just do whatever we wanted? I wish I met you sooner, years ago. Maybe when we were kids. I'm so glad I met you, though. Chances are almost impossible, you know that? For us to meet, to like each other, to keep our feelings. It's so crazy. Almost 1 billion people. The chance is such a small, minuscule fraction of a chance. But here we are, together. I'm so lucky. Because the chance of you, of us, is smaller than winning the lottery. So I know, There is not a single place in the whole world I would rather be. Fuck. Okay, here it comes. I love you. Come find me again.